This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Families of hostages being held in Gaza protested outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem on Sunday, urging him to accept a deal being advanced by U.S. President Joe Biden. An aide to Netanyahu confirmed on Sunday Israel had accepted Biden's framework deal for winding down the Gaza war, though he described it as flawed and as need of much work. Biden on Friday aired what he described as a three-phase plan submitted by the Netanyahu government to end the war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor said on Sunday Israel has accepted the outline of U.S. President Joe Biden's ceasefire deal. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has the story.
Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant said on Sunday that Israel would not accept Hamas continuing to rule Gaza at any stage during the process to wind down the war, and that it was examining alternatives to the Islamist group. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told ABC News Sunday that if Hamas agrees to the deal to end the Gaza war, the U.S. expects Israel to also accept the plan.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's unscheduled appearance at Asia's biggest security conference dominated proceedings on Sunday after China's defense chief slammed separatists in Taiwan, drawing a sharp response from the government in Taipei. Zelensky addressed a forum in Singapore asking for support in participation at a summit in Switzerland later this month aimed at bringing peace to his nation. This is VOA News. The Electoral Commission of South Africa on Sunday night announced official results that marked the start of a new era in the country's politics. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
Official results from Wednesday's historic election showed the governing African National Congress, ANC, had lost its absolute majority for the first time. The ANC won 159 seats in the 400-member National Assembly, about 40% of the vote, a huge drop of 71 seats since winning 57% of the ballot in the last elections in 2019. While the ANC still received the largest number of seats by far, it will now have to enter a coalition with opposition parties. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Mexicans will likely choose the first female president in the country's history between a former academic who promises to further the current leader's populist policies and an ex-senator and tech entrepreneur who pledges to up the fight against deadly drug cartels. Turnout appeared to be high on Sunday, with long lines of voters trying to cast their ballots early as much as the country continued to suffer a heat wave. Voters said security and their concerns over violence in many parts of the country was top of mind as they stepped into voting booths. Another lunar landing for China on Sunday, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Chinese spacecraft has landed on the moon's far side to collect rocks as its space rivalry with the U.S. grows. The soil and rock samples that the Chinese landing module collects could provide insights into differences between the less explored region and the better known near side of the moon. The landing module touched down in a huge crater known as the South Pole Aitken Basin. The mission is the sixth in China's moon exploration program, but is only the second Chinese mission to bring back samples from the moon. I'm Karen Chamas.
Donald Trump has joined TikTok, the video sharing app he once tried to ban as U.S. president. He posted his first video from a UFC fight in New Jersey on Saturday night. That was 2 days after he had become the first former president in U.S. history to be found guilty on felony charges, and 34 of them. In the video, Trump says it's an honor, and there is footage of him waving to fans and posing for selfies at the UFC fight. By Sunday morning, Trump had amassed more than 1.1 million followers on the platform, and the post had garnered more than 1 million likes and 24 million views. Find more on our website, news and information at voanews.com. Or download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.